Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Tomorrow, state lawmakers are expected to vote on a $23 billion package of spending cuts and tax hikes. The package, crafted by Democrats, does not have bipartisan support. But there is some measure of agreement on billions of dollars in deep spending cuts. Given how big California's economy is, some believe these cuts could worsen the recession nationwide. So why don't the feds step in to help? Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers reports.
There's probably no word more politically loaded these days than bailout, which explains what happened when it became attached in the national media to California's request for help from the federal government.
Well, it absolutely killed the whole idea.
The problem, says California's state treasurer, Bill Lockyer, is there never was a request for federal money. Rather, what he began asking for last month was essentially an insurance policy from the feds, promising nervous banks and investors that California is good for the short-term loans needed this summer to pay the bills. Lockyer says the nervous markets have decimated the private sector's willingness to insure big government borrowing against some kind of calamity.
Those mechanisms are now gone because of the mismanagement of the economy by the federal government. That's why we said it's appropriate for them to be the insurer, not to give us a nickel.
Legislation to provide federal loan guarantees for any state that needs them is under consideration on Capitol Hill. But experts say it won't come in time for California, which needs to borrow money in a matter of weeks. Without loan guarantees, California's plan to borrow as much as $10 billion next month will mean paying some very high interest rates, hundreds of millions of dollars extra, money that might otherwise have gone to pay for vital state services. Those state services are also likely to be scaled back all across the state once a budget deficit deal is enacted in Sacramento, and the ripple effect could be far-reaching. An often quoted statistic is that California is roughly the eighth largest economy in the world, and therefore a major influence on the country as a whole.
The cuts that California is being forced to make, you know, they're deeply counterproductive to the recovery of the national economy.
James Galbraith is a nationally known economist and professor at the University of Texas. He says it would actually be better for the nation if California was asking for federal money, something the Obama administration last week indicated won't happen.
I would have to ask, why didn't they say that about Bank of America? Why didn't they say that about Citigroup? What's so special about these big banks, which we in fact have more of than we need, that doesn't apply to the public services being provided to the citizens of the United States who happen to live in California?
Galbraith says California's government may be dysfunctional, but some of the problem this time is global in nature. And regardless, there's little time for politicians to be assigning blame. The budget deficit's threat to the national economy is not lost on the state's congressional leadership.
It's hard to see how the country recovers if California does not.
Still, Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren of San Jose says federal dollars specifically for California are not on the way. The state could benefit, though, from broader efforts under discussion. Lofgren cites possible federal reimbursement for incarcerating felons that are in the country illegally. She says members of Congress from other states are not unsympathetic to California's plight.
When I tell my colleagues, for example, about what the unemployment rate is in the Central Valley, I mean, this is Depression-era stuff. There's no joy in hearing those numbers.
Even so, California, with its missteps and eccentricities, is an easy target. Take a recent newspaper editorial in Mobile, Alabama, for example. The title, Cut California Loose. That may make for a good chuckle, but even in bad times, an old adage in American economics may still ring true. As California goes, so goes the nation. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
There was joint state and federal cooperation in San Francisco yesterday, where First Ladies Michelle Obama and Maria Shriver kicked off a summer campaign for service and volunteerism. Peter John Shuler reports.
Obama and Shriver greeted some 500 volunteers building a new playground at Bret Harte Elementary School in the city's lower-income Bayview Hunters Point neighborhood, an almost magical one-day transformation of the school's grounds. Obama said such community efforts can change lives.
Kids who were never able to play on a swing set get the opportunity to play, and that just doesn't happen here on this site. Think about the libraries that will be changed because each of us donates a book or two Or think about the smiles that are on some homeless person's face because you took the time to spend a couple of hours to feed somebody a healthy meal.
Obama said the looming health crisis in America is one reason projects like the new playground are so important.
There's nothing like watching kids play. And my kids, they get to swing on the swings, climb on the jungle gym. They're playing. They don't even know they're getting exercise. That's the value of play. And that's what we need to get our kids to do in this community, but we have to provide them with resources to make that happen.
Obama said it's up to adults to get kids outdoors and moving to counter an epidemic of childhood obesity and other health problems. Later Monday, Obama addressed the National Conference on Volunteering and Service being held this week in downtown San Francisco. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuller.
Political pundits across California say L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa's decision not to run for governor will deliver the biggest boost to Jerry Brown. The former governor, now attorney general, is already leading the Democratic field, even though he hasn't formally announced. That's because he has longstanding ties to both ends of the state, unlike San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom. There is also speculation new contenders may join the race, given that all the major hopefuls, Democrat and Republican, are white Northern Californians. Villaraigosa told CNN yesterday he plans to focus fully now on L.A.'s economic crisis. Along those lines, the L.A. Times reports the L.A. County Sheriff's Department has suspended DNA evidence analysis for thousands of rape and sexual assault cases. Local funds for the testing ran dry in May. And while some federal money is expected next month, the department will eventually have to turn to the state. It's not just L.A.'s problem. The state budget crisis is threatening state-funded DNA testing for 47 California counties. That's the California Report for Tuesday, June 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, celebrating the 2009 recipients of the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards. More information is available at www.irvine.org. The California Endowment, working to build healthier communities that support children, youth, and families. Online at www.calendow.org. And Chevron, an energy company founded in California more than 125 years ago, helping fuel California's way of life. More information is available at chevron.com.